Bezal Shem Mizbeach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam, Sichas Metame Mishka B'Moshim, the laws of that which contaminates by what one sits on, what lays on, the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity, which continue on the theme of the previous Perek, which we discuss individuals that contaminate by that which emanates from them. And this Perek we discuss regarding when do we say that what comes out of them is Metame, and also how this relates to the Tumah of Gentiles. The Rambam gets a look off regarding that which comes out moist and that which comes out dry. So Dam Nida V'Zav V'Yeledes. Regarding the blood of a nida or a zava or a woman gave birth, mitamalach v'yavish, that contaminates both when it's moist and when it's dry. Regarding the discharge of the male, which is the fourth one of these four, and v'ruka v'shech bazar, so it's regarding his spittle and his semen, in mitamal el kazman chulach, those things only contaminate as long as it's moist. But when it's very dry, in mitamal it's not going to contaminate anymore. But kama, how long is considered very dry? You're going to soak it in lukewarm water for a 24-hour period. We'll go back to its original state. That will contaminate as moist. Meaning, as long as the water was lukewarm in the beginning, even though it's not even lukewarm at the end, meaning, and it's possible that had the water been lukewarm for the whole 24-hour period, it would have gone back to what it was. Even so, we're going to consider it as dry and it's going to be tar. And all these words are words of tradition that this is the halacha. Halacha Beis, now, regarding pishtan, regarding flax, linen, shetavato nida, that a nida is spinning. Now, the norm of women is that they moisten the threads with their spittle when they're spinning. So hamasita, so someone moves that thread from its place without touching it directly, tar is actually going to be tar. Now, the reason that is because the spittle has already dried up. And we said in the previous halacha that spittle is not metame, only if it's moist. But if it was moist, then you're right. Whoever caused it to move would be tame because of the spittle from her mouth, which has halacha's avatum, as we said in the previous parak, just like the nida herself. Halacha gimel, zav shenich pival piakos. If a zav places his mouth on the lip of a cup, he changes his mind, he's not going to drink it. Hamesed has sakai's tar. So if someone causes the cup to move, he's going to be tar. In other words, we're not concerned that maybe there's some of his spittle on the cup. But Shasimun Hazav Kosher, if the Zav drank even a little bit from the cup, Hamasita Tummy, someone caused the cup to move, it's going to be Tummy, Nimashki Piazav, because of the liquid from the mouth of the Zav. Because when a person drinks, it's not possible that some of the spittle from his mouth did not get mixed into that liquid. Alochadal, Zav, Shanoshach has a pas ves a batzal. If a Zav bites into a piece of bread or of an onion, so Hamasitim, someone caused the bread or the onion to move, tar is going to be tar, because spit doesn't get necessarily mixed into a dry item. But if he bites into zucchini or like a cucumber, which they're very moist, if someone caused that to move, it's going to be tummy, because he had the liquid of the mouth of the zav, does get mixed in with them. Halacha hey, klipei poilin, the shells of beans, or klipei tumasin, and the shells of vetch, shekatzatzin hagoi, which a goy cuts off, hamasitin tummy, someone caused it to move, it's going to be tummy, because shekol goyim, because all goyim, because zav and chodavim, are considered like zav for all their halachas, commissions, but like we're going to explain later on in the next halacha, and hence it was made tamei from this quote unquote zav, which is the goy. Now, so haklibish of a shvakin, so the ramification is regarding shelves that you have in the market. We don't know if it's from a Jew or from a Gentile. Halachim b'macharev, we go after the majority, and that is if most of those who bring those shells to the market are Gentiles, it's going to be tamei, which would they're automatically like a zav, and the majority are Jews, then it's going to be tar. Halacha vav talks about what happens if it gets mixed into other things. Dam tamei shenis arav b'mayim. So if you have dam that's tamei from, let's say, the nida, and it gets mixed into water. So in batel marav, if the appearance of the blood gets nullified into the white of the water, hakol tar, everything's going to be tar. Now let's say in the sarv b'dam tar b'yayin, let's say it gets mixed into tar blood, which not every blood is tamei, gets mixed into tar blood, u'b'yayin, and into wine, which is also red. So then, you actually look at the blood that's tar in the wine, what it's mixed into, as if it was water. Meaning, if the red blood would have been nullified had that been water, and you would only see white and you wouldn't see the red, then it's going to be tar. So let's say regarding the spittle of a zav, who is also tamei like the zav, get mixed into water. If it's congealed, the way spittle is more of congealed. Kibriyasa, the way it naturally is, sorry, it's a tummy, it's going to be tummy. But then nimchu v'mayim, it gets dissolved into the water, and batel marav, if you don't see the appearance anymore, hakol tar, it's all purified. Let's say in the sarv b'ruk achim, let's say it gets mixed into other spittle, which is tar. So right, I see kilo mayim, again, we look at that spittle as if it was water, and if it was water, if there would be the ratio, that it would be nullified, so the heroes would be nullified. So let's say you have the urine of a tummy person, which we spoke about in the previous parak, which is also matame and avatama. The eshen sabamim gets mixed into water. So in bottom name, if you don't see the color of the urine, so hakol tar is going to be tar. If I'm love, if not tummy, it's going to be tummy. Let's say in the sar b'yayin, let's say it gets mixed into wine, or be made a glime time, or into meaning white wine, or yellow, or into urine that's tar. So again, then you can't tell if the color because it's the same color. Right, in the sikilu maim, then you look at it as if it was water again with that same ratio, then if it would have been nullified, same thing over here. Now, in the sar b'meir glam shal goy, let's say it gets mixed into the urine of a Gentile. Hocha nacharav, then you go after the majority because since the tumma of a guy is rabbinic, so they were lenient regarding when there's a mixture regarding his urine. Ketzad how so? So klisha yisrael b'goyim matilim shamir glam. So if there is a urinal that a Jew and Gentile that they urinate over there, imrev goyim, in the majority of Gentiles hakal tamei, everything is tamei, like we said, because they're like a zav and the zav's urine is matami. Imrev yisrael, the majority are Jews, which are not necessarily most are not zavim, hakal tar, everything is going to be tar because you go after the majority. Mechs, if it's 50-50 hakal tamei, then we're going to consider all tamei. So to not in general with Jews and Gentile, but if this Jew's urine gets mixed into this Gentile's urine, we go for the majority. Whoever urinated more is going to be the status of that urine. Allah Zayin continues regarding this tumma of the urine. Shailin clay made a glam makam. You could borrow the urinal, the vessel that's used for urine, mikamakam, from anywhere amongst the Jews. You don't have to be concerned that that urinal was used by a menstruating woman, which would have tumma of a nida, which that's something that's very common, unlike that of men. Because the Jewish women are not suspect to have a vessel that will gather their urine when their nida is, because that's metame. Regular urine is not a problem, so you would have a urinal, but they would not urinate in a place that would gather, so therefore you could borrow a urinal from another person. You have to be concerned that it's tummy. Now, halacha cheres, regarding the earthenware vessel, shahoy hazava yazava matilim by meir glam. So, but let's say this earthenware receptacle that the zav or the zava would urinate over there, which has their tumma of their urine, the avatama, just like themselves, but v'chibsu, but it was washed out, parmer shayin shniya, one time and even a second time. That liquid that was used to wash out the urinal, tamei is going to be tamei, because it's mixed in with all that tamei urine. Well, pam shlish is tar, but the third time already, that liquid is going to be tar. Ben shechibtu b'mayim, whether you washed it out with water, ben shechibtu b'mayim glam, whether you washed it out with urine of a pure person. Shaharei le'nishabah l'chluchas b'mayim glam, because already at the third time, you're not going to have any more remnants of the droplets of the urine of the zav. Halacha tes, a zava, a woman who is a zava, who the urine has already started to leave the place inside her body, but she holds it back in her body to prevent the urine from coming out. And this is this is at the end of her 7 days of counting what's called Shiv Nikim, 7 clean days. The yard of the tavla, and she's right away, it's by the zman, it's already nighttime of the 8th day. She goes down, she's betavla, she goes to the mikvah, and then then she urinates after she already immersed herself. It's a situation of doubt. What's the suffix? Imacha akir halcha, do you go after when it already would left the digestive tract and the urinary tract, and the zava haisa, when it came out, although it's still in her body, she was a zava, and therefore that urine should be considered tame, as is the urine of a zava. Do we go after when it actually comes out of the body, which she only actually urinated out of her body when she already tavel? She's tar, which she's tar. So it's not clear what the status of that urine is going to be. So to a Gentile woman, where she had to relieve herself, the urine already came out, but she's holding it in her body. But this guy, she converts, the tavla, and then she dips into the mikvah, and then she urinates after tavla, after she's already tabled. How is the subject? It's a situation of doubt. Ima chakira halcha, do we go after when it was uprooted from the urinary tract? And that's like the urine of Gentiles, which are automatically considered as a zava and contaminate. Does when it actually comes out of the body. But him can be that's she wasn't a zava. It's only as a Gentile she's automatically considered as a zava. But now she's a Jewish woman, therefore it'd be tar. That's a situation of doubt. Halacha Yud continues regarding the tumma of Gentiles as applies to that of ziva. Havadim, slaves, mitaman beziva v'nida v'leidik Yisrael, which they have definitely a quasi-state of a Jewish person. So they're going to contaminate with Ziva, Nida, and Leda, whether if she's a woman, just Kisrael, like a regular Jewish person. Avala Goyim, but regarding Gentiles, in Metaman, they do not contaminate Leba Ziva, Leba Nida, Ziva, Leba Leda, Dimtara. According to biblical law, they don't have all these halachas of tuma, of the ziva discharge and the menstrual discharge and regarding giving birth. Kershemet says the passing of Yikra. Dabral b'nei Yisrael, speak to the Jewish people, matlem and say to them, ish ish ki yizav, any man that's going to be yizav. Which b'nei Yisrael matam ziva, only Jewish people contaminate with ziva, but like not the Gentiles. But v'chacham gazru al kala gayim, but the sages decreed regarding all the Gentiles, she tamu kizav m'chodavim, that they should contaminate like as if they were zavim, for all their halachas, zakharm in the cave is whether male or female. But the qualification is that Hazachar ben Tesh, Shalom Yemechel Amala, it's specifically regarding a boy, at least if he's 9 years and above. But Nekeva Bashleish, Shalom Yemechel Amala, and regarding a girl, as long as she's 3 years and above. Because that's when the age they're really fit for cohabitation. Of a Katan, L'matam is Manzeb, but regarding children that are young in that age, L'gazalim Tumah, then the sages did not decree on them Tumah. Why? Sheikah Gezerah, because really the primary Gezerah, the decree was actually, Kadesh Le'i Tinnik Yisrael, so you shouldn't have a Jewish boy, Rogel Eitzal Goyim B'mishkab Zachar, that it should be around the Gentiles with homosexual acts, and now, Ufachas Mizman Zeh, Im B'yas and B'yas, so it's all about cohabitation. And younger than an age, they don't have the halachic status of cohabitation. So there was only for a girl at 3, and regarding a boy at 9. Now, Be'isha Gazraleim, when they made the decree on the Gentiles, L'gazal Shech V'zer Shalom, they did not make the decree on their semen. And the Sheikh Bazar Shal Goy, actually rather the semen of a Gentile, Tahari Kedentar, is pure, actually like biblical law. Now, Umneimah L'gazra L'atama, why didn't they decree on the semen? Just like we're saying the urine is Tama, like just like a Zav and Zava, that their liquids, those three primary liquids, are just like themselves. So why regarding the semen did they say it does not have the Tama of a Zav and a Zava? The reason is Kedei Leidia, so that people should know, should Tumasim derisai from that their Tama, that were given for the Gentiles, are only from rabbinic law. Shari Kol Yudim, because everyone knows Sheilohoy Zav and Dintar, that had they have a biblical status of a Zav, Heitz Shechvasim Zaram Avatoma, that their semen then also would have a Locha Zav Avatoma. Keshechvazar Hazav, it was just like the semen of a Zav. Now, Ma'achash Yudim to Masna, Shaisim Devisim, but now that they know that their Tumah is only from rabbinic law, which again is really just to keep people away from them, just like you stay away from someone that's Tameh, so that you won't hang around and come to acts of homosexuality. So now we want them to know it's rabbinic, that lo yavoyu lisra v'la truma v'kachim. So that if, let's say, the ziva discharge, or the Gentile himself, touches truma v'kachim, which although if it's a bona fide biblical zav or zava, we would have to bring the truma v'kachim, but since only rabbinic does not allow to violate biblical law of bringing truma v'kachim, and now they won't come to because they'll know that it's rabbinic law. So in the Tzeis Lama, it comes out that you learn as follows. Shazay v'shal goy, that the ziva discharge of a goy, or the menstrual blood, or the ziva discharge blood, or the birth of the blood that comes out from birth of a Gentile woman, and the Gentile man and woman themselves, or the gears of medam vizav, although biblically they're actually considered pure from the halachas of the blood and from the ziva discharge, but the roika goyim mimir aglayim. But the spittle of the Gentile and the urine, umishkavim umirkavim, and their what they lay on and what they ride on, uvoil goya, and if someone has cohabitation with a Gentile woman, these are all considered as a primary category of tumah, but from rabbinic law. The vikir therefore in chayiv malim al bismik d'shidashav. If one has a contraction from those tumas, they're not going to be liable for coming into the Beis HaMikdash or partaking of Kachem in the state of Tumah, because it's not biblical. And in serving the Lamas Tumah, you're not going to learn Tumah if it comes in contact with them. Now, all these things that we mentioned, they contaminate people and vessels by touch. And they contaminate a person by carrying. Like we said, for all halachas, they could say like a Zav. It's just that, like regarding Gentiles, we're saying their Tumah is rabbinic, like we explained. Now, Vedam HaGoya, regarding the blood of a Gentile woman, is kadeku kamimir aglau, that is like her spittle and like her urine. Where regarding that, we say metamalach, it only contaminates if it's moist, vein metamayavish, and does not contaminate when it's dry, unlike the blood of the Jewish woman, which contaminates not just moist, but also dry. And regarding that we're saying that the blood is different, rather it's going to have the qualification like the spittle and the urine, which we say that's only metamalach and not yavish.